I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. Last month, more than 100 top bird scientists, conservationists, and policymakers met in the United Arab Emirates to strengthen efforts to conserve migratory birds and their habitats. These beloved feathered creatures fly hundreds and thousands of kilometers to find the best conditions to feed or raise their young. The international community has dedicated the 12th of May as World Migratory Bird Day to draw attention to the perils they encounter on their journeys, as well as the various threats they face, such as loss of wintering or stopover sites. For this year's observation, UN News is rebroadcasting a 2017 interview with Borja Heredia, head of the avian unit at the UN Convention on Migratory Species. He told Matt Wells that the population of migratory birds worldwide is in danger of collapsing unless their habitats are taken better care of and climate change is addressed.
They provide very important ecosystem services to humanity, and it's only not just, you know, for aesthetic or recreation reasons that we should protect it, but because they are, you know, part of the ecosystems, and we human beings are also related to the ecosystem health. So, you know, by protecting birds, we are also, in a way, protecting our own future.
And are migratory birds and their roots, are they in trouble at the moment?
That's absolutely right. I mean, there are a lot of pressures, you know. We see the economic development in many different parts of the world. The places where these birds stop to rest and refuel, these places are being altered, you know, there's human pressure. And then we see also in other instances an unsustainable taking, unsustainable harvest, unsustainable hunting of these species, too much pressure on taking these species from the wild. And probably the third factor I would mention is climate change. Climate change is, you know, affecting the ecosystems worldwide.
And have birds been given enough consideration in the Sustainable Development Goals, these targets for 2030? Do they have a place?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, they have a place. They have a place because birds are part of biodiversity, and as such, you know, they are a very, very important part of the ecosystem.
I mean, is there a real danger that we might lose these migratory birds if we keep going the way
we are?
But
it's a reality. You're absolutely right. I mean, we are witnessing populations collapsing. I mean, I can tell you the example of the red knot, for example, is a very lovely shorebird that lives in, you know, in the American continent. There is one particular site which is called the Delaware Bay. Changes in this ecosystem of Delaware Bay have had a huge impact on the red knots. We see the same in Asia, in the Yellow Sea, which is another very important stopover site. And we see species decreasing. The message is we have to do something, but we cannot allow these species to disappear. This is why we want to link our future to their future somehow.